Hello and welcome to QU on the QU Media Podcast Network. Quincy University students are telling you their story each week. I'm your host, Wes Sheeler. Quincy University welcomes a new coach to the football team, and we ask the registrar what new students can expect during registration week.
Hello and welcome to QU TV News. I am Jake Vitale. Here today with us is Chandler Purcell. Chandler played all 4 years of his collegiate career at QU, and then he joined the coaching staff in 2020 and is now in his fifth year here as a coach.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions today. First one being, what interested you the most about coaching as a career?
I would say I always told myself I wanted to be around the game as long as possible. So that outlet gave me a chance to stay in the game. I was fortunate enough to have a lot of really good coaches in high school, and my 4 years here, that gave me a lot of knowledge. I learned a lot in my time here, so I always felt like just staying involved in the game as long as I could, and I felt like it was my duty to kind of pass down that knowledge and those lessons that I learned to the
next generation.
So,
good to hear. So what was the appeal of Quincy University whenever you came here as a player and then later on as a coach?
So as a player, obviously the baseball tradition, that was kind of the main attraction. When Coach Raby, he's our athletic director now, he was the coach at the time, and when he was recruiting me, it was obviously the baseball side of things that got my main attention, where we were on a national level at that point, the vision that he had for the program, that was kind of the main attraction. So, and then on the school side, I mean, it was a home away from home type feeling for me. I would say I came from a smaller town, smaller high school setting, so it wasn't too big, wasn't too small. It just felt like the right place for me.
Absolutely. So what is one of the biggest mistakes you've made in your career, and what have you learned from it so far?
Ooh, biggest mistakes. I don't know if there's one I can exactly pinpoint. I'm sure I've made too many of them. the thing about the mistakes is, I think, is as a coach, as a person, being able to reflect on them, being able to recognize those mistakes that you make, it really helps you grow as a person and as a coach, because you're never going to be right all the time. I think that's the biggest thing you learn, especially in this profession. You're never always going to be right. You're never going to be perfect by any means, and you're not supposed to be. So I think just being able to reflect on those situations and learn from them, and that's what allows you to grow as a coach and then as a person.
It is a game of failure, so.
It's a game of failure.
Never stops even as a coach.
Never.
So as a coach, what do you do here to help your student athletes succeed off the field?
So off the field, we keep it pretty simple. So when you guys, new guys and freshmen get here, we have a Google Sheet created for you guys. You guys have a Monday through Friday schedule lined out. You insert your class schedule, so that gives us a chance to understand when your allotted times are throughout the day, Monday through Friday, and then that gives us a chance to base around your individual times, your weight room times, and then our practices around your schedule. So there's usually never any conflicts. It's usually smooth sailing for us. We'll have a conflict here and there, but it's very rare. It's keeping it as simple as possible for you guys, right? Especially new guys and freshmen that come to campus. Those first couple of weeks are a little hectic in a new environment and a new setting.
Absolutely.
So we just try to keep it as simple as possible.
Awesome. And just expect the guys to get it done.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to QU TV News. I'm Kai Grover. Joining us today is Tanya Beatty. Tanya is the registrar at QU. She plays an administrative role in the registrar's office and helps maintain and create policies and other functions. Thank you for being here, Tanya. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. The first question I have for you are, what are the responsibilities that come with working in the registrar's office?
We have a wealth of functions that we do for our students. We create course schedules for registration for courses. We help with transfer work and bringing it in and matching it with checklists. Mm-hmm. We provide an electronic degree audit, so from the minute they reach our steps and start as a student, they know what they need to take and how things came in if they brought in prior work from another institution. We continue to work with Transfer Work if they go somewhere else. We assist with tricky registrations. We do student verifications if they need verified for scholarships or insurance. We also maintain the catalog policies and help improve those with others. We just do a lot of different things that are all encompassing for the students.
Okay, and what should students do to get the classes they want?
The biggest piece about getting the courses that you want is being aware of the registration schedule, which is emailed out to you every semester that we're registering. Be aware if you have any holds that need cleared up that will prevent you from registering. Make sure that you make your appointment with your advisor so that you know what you need to take. And then on your day, be sure to get your classes in.
Absolutely. What should new students know about the registrar's office?
New students should know the biggest piece is the electronic degree audit and that we have it ready for them when they get here. It's really nice to know what your expectations are, what you have ahead of you to complete your degree and reach graduation. And that is available from the minute they get to QU and start taking classes.
That's great. Lastly, what else does the registrar's office handle that students may not know about now?
I think maybe some of that would be the verification. They're not sure that they come to us for enrollment verification for purposes. One of the things that's also nice to know is that any function that we do for the student, the form is online at their student portal, so they don't have to come see us if they don't want to. It's available for them on their student portal.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you so much for your time.
Hello, and welcome to QU TV News. I'm Tony Lundy. Success coaches are well known around campus and each are assigned to many students. Students look for them for guidance and reassurance through their 4 years here at QU. Here to talk with us today are two success coaches, Sadia Ashman and Emily Cook. Thank you for joining me. So to just start it off, what are, like, during the season of class registrations, how crazy does it get down in the Student Success Center?
It is a very, very busy time, and I feel like a lot of it happens, people start getting the communication right at that moment, at that same time, they just kind of flood the SSC, and we tend to have a revolving door for a good solid 2 weeks during that period.
Yeah, I could imagine that. So another question, what are some personal goals when helping students register for classes?
Well, we want to make sure they have a schedule that they're happy with, not just the courses, but also times. You know, as you know, we have many student athletes, so we're looking at if this is going to interfere with practice, you know, things like that. So I think our goal is that the student is happy with their schedule and they have, you know, the classes that they need to take. There's nothing that's kind of wasteful, you know, every class counts towards something.
Right. And what are some ways that you can communicate with students that are undecided to try and help and point them in the right direction?
I think the most helpful thing is to get the degree checklists out, not being their faculty advisor, but having a binder full of, you know, those degree checklists that detail what the courses they would be taking would be. And then a lot of times the student might see, oh, I've got to take accounting if I'm a business major. Oh, that's going to change my decision. It really helps to see the full plan of what it would take to get the degree. So if someone's undecided, looking at those and kind of talking through what interests them and you know, what they could be most passionate about, and also just kind of getting a broad scope initially when they're freshman or sophomore, so that they have the opportunity in a liberal arts school to kind of try on a few things and see what ultimately works, because it could be a matter of a professor you really like, and you could sometimes surprise yourself by what ends up being of interest to you.
Right. Yeah, I could understand that. So what are some, like what's your favorite thing about helping out students during this time?
What I really like is sometimes they will come in to see one of us and be very, very worried or apprehensive or have some anxiety. And I like being able to meet with them. And when we're done, they say, I feel so much better now. I feel relieved. I know the direction I'm going. You know, you kind of guide them in a way that, you know, makes them feel a little better about understanding and knowing the direction that they're going academically. So that's my goal, that they leave my office feeling better than when they first came in.
That's awesome. How do you manage like a lot of different adversity when students come in and they're just, you know, trying to figure out what they want to do, or there's just a lot of commotion going on? How do you manage that?
I think, you know, it all goes back to our number one goal with all of our students, is that we really try to get to know them. You know, any kind of adversity, which, you know, your college years are full of those moments where there's lots of transitions, lots of things to figure out, lots of boxes to check. And I think the more we are able to visit with a student and talk to them and figure out, like I said, where their interests lie and, like, you know, who they are and what, you know, where they see themselves in the future, I think all of that is a process. And without first asking some of those, you know, basic questions and getting to know them, it's really hard to inform them or guide them in a way that's effective.
At what point is it the student's responsibility to where you don't have to, you know, baby them through their time here?
It's tough. I've seen improvement over the past couple of years during registration season. You know, a few years ago, there was still a lot of confusion about faculty advisors versus success coaches. Who do I need to see before I register, et cetera, et cetera. Now I feel that everyone is understanding. However, you know, we do have the students that have, it's just not on their radar. Weeks will have passed, you know, and we're ready to end the semester, and we'll have students come to us and say, I need to register for classes. And then they're upset when classes are full. And it's just kind of a teachable moment, you know, like, had you registered, had you read the email correspondence, you would have had a better understanding. And this is kind of what happens when we drop the ball. So just a little bit of accountability from the success coaches.
Well, I appreciate you guys for coming out here and
thank you.
Giving us some, you know, key guidance of what goes down in the Success Center for you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Tony.
Thank you for joining us on the QU Podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. Find us on social media and online at QUTV or QUmedia.net.